Welcome to the Celebration Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message and learn more about God, life, and you. If you're interested in knowing more about Celebration Church, you can visit our website at celebrationemmonton.com and follow us on Instagram at celebrationedm. Enjoy this message.
Well, welcome to Good Friday. We're so glad that you're able to come and be a part of celebrating Jesus, celebrating the death and resurrection of Christ and all that means to our lives. And today we want to focus a little bit on the cross and what that means to us and what was actually accomplished there. You know, one of the beautiful things about the scriptures is the flow between the Old Testament and the New Testament and how they connect together. And, you know, sometimes people read the Bible and they kind of go, man, it seems like God in the Old Testament is like this completely different person than what I read in the New Testament. It's like the Old Testament, you know, there's just stuff going on there where it seems like maybe he's angry, got out of the wrong side of the bed, you know, kind of deal. And then we got, you know, sweet Jesus on the New Testament. And it's like two personalities, but it's actually not true. And in fact, there's a strong connection between the old and the new because it's the same theme. It's the theme of salvation. And it's all about Jesus anyway. And as you read through the Old Testament, there's all of these different times where what is spoken about is there's a Messiah coming, there's a Savior coming. And in fact, you can get into the prophetic scriptures that are in the Psalms and Isaiah, where it actually describes what would happen at the cross and describes the you know, what would happen to Jesus, and describes his coming, describes his death, describing his resurrection, describing the fact that though, you know, sin had happened back in the Garden of Eden and all of that, that Jesus would crush the serpent under his foot, like that he would bring an end to the devil's reign in people's lives. All of that is found in the Old Testament and then fulfilled in the life of Jesus. It all comes together. It all flows together. In fact, some of the things that happen in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, some of the stories, some of the events that happen are actually considered a foreshadow, or if you will, an image, a walking out, a picture of what would happen for our lives through Christ. And so we read about different things that happen in the Old Testament, and we get a picture of what salvation would look like. We get a picture of what being delivered would look like. We get a picture of sometimes of self-righteousness even is in there. What it looks like when people try to, oh, I'm just going to live good enough on my own, and how they can fail. We get that picture. And we get a picture of grace, of God's grace, sometimes through the Old Testament and places where people didn't get what they deserved, they got what they didn't deserve. And it was a good thing. It was all about grace. In fact, there's one particular story in the Old Testament that in the New Testament, it refers back to it and says that this is a picture of what Jesus is doing for us. And it's the story of where Moses takes Israel out of Egypt. And back when Israel was a slave, and you know, the scriptures in the New Testament talk about that in that moment when Israel was a slave in Egypt, it's just like us, that without Christ, with sin in our lives, we become a slave to sin. We become a slave to habits. You know, things that used to be a choice now become automatic. It's like, oh, sorry, I can't help myself. That's just the way I am. And we have things in our life that we become a slave to. They just become the way we do life. Then the scripture talks about how that Moses took Israel and passed through the Red Sea in order to come into the Promised Land. And it says this, it says that when Israel went through the Red Sea, it was like a baptism. It actually referred to it as a water baptism. Well, we know that when we give our lives to Christ, we receive water baptism, that we go through a water baptism.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you enjoyed it, check out more messages like this at celebrationedmonton.com or on the Celebration Church mobile app. If you would like to partner with us financially, you can give on our website at celebrationedmonton.com. Come back next week to hear another great message.